precious gem that fell into the sea. It was swallowed by a greater fish. And now, oh, what will be, cried the fisherman. Wow, what a catch! But for Shabby, so much money, who will spend? So they went to the tzaddik, Yosef Mokir Shabbos, who bought the fish and found the gem. Cried the fisherman, wow, what a catch! But for Shabbos, so much money, who will spend? So they went to the tzaddik, Yosef Mokir Shabbos, who bought the fish and found the gem. There was a cow, a great big cow, who worked so hard all day. But when it came to Shabbos, she would rest and eat some hay. But then she was sold to a goy, and behold, come the Shabbos, she refused, wouldn't move, moo, moo. Well, the goy was so amazed that he made a sudden change. He became Yochanan the Jew. But then she was sold to a goy, and behold, come the Shabbos, she refused, wouldn't move, move, move. Well, the guy was so amazed that he made a sudden change, cause he wanted to keep Shabbos to move, move. Smoke is rising, people baking challahs in the town. But in Rabbi Chanina's stove, there's no food to be found. They were only burning sticks, and that's why their smoke was thick. When a snoopy neighbor came in by surprise, she opened the door, do you know what she saw? Luscious golden challahs baking inside. They were only burning sticks, and that's why their smoke was thick. When the snoopy neighbor came in by surprise, she opened the door, do you know what she saw? Luscious golden challahs baking inside. I want a boy, said the guy, please won't you sell lots of wool and also silk, and I will pay you well. No, I always close my shop when it's Friday, 12 o'clock. Tonight is Shabbos, I must hurry, I must go. This man passed the test, with a son was blessed, the Rama, whose dinim we all know. Soon the Shabbos will be here, and I must prepare. I'm so sorry, I can't sell, I must go. This man passed the test, with a son was blessed, the Rama, whose dinim we all know.
Children, we enjoy so much going on trips for a nice ride or to buy something good at the store. But do we speak about planning such trips on Shabbos? Of course not. Come, let's tell a story exactly about this. A story about a very righteous man who lived a long time ago. This man had a vineyard with delicious grapes growing on the vines. Surrounding the vineyard was a stone wall, and so the man's grapes were always protected, and he always had lots of delicious fruit. One Shabbos, the man went for a walk in his beautiful vineyard. And do you know what he saw? He saw a hole right in the middle of the stone wall that surrounded his vineyard.
Oh my, thought the man to himself, what will be? Now my vineyard is open. What will happen to all my delicious grapes?
Children, when a vineyard is open, little foxes could come in and eat the man's luscious grapes. Maybe some goats would come in too.
I must fix this hole immediately after Shabbos, thought the man to himself.
But suddenly, the righteous man thought of something else. And he said, my, my, how could I? Today is Shabbos Kodesh. How could I even think of fixing my wall when it's the holy day of Shabbos? On Shabbos, a person should think of Shabbos. And do you know what the man decided? He decided that he wasn't going to fix the wall ever. Never! He said to himself, because I thought of fixing on Shabbos Kodesh, I'm never going to fix this wall, and that's it. And it came after Shabbos, and the man left the wall just like that, with a hole right in the middle. And he never fixed it. Wow, what a tzaddik. Hashem saw what this man did and how much he loved Shabbos. Do you know what Hashem did for this man? Hashem made a nes happen. A tree grew up right in front of the hole. And so the hole was all covered and no one and no animal could go in because you couldn't even see the hole. And then on the tree, fruit started to grow. Lots and lots of delicious fruits. The man took the fruit to market and sold them. And so Hashem rewarded and took such good care of this righteous man because this man took such good care of Shabbos Kodesh. And so, Kindalach, to go on trips is great. To go for a ride or to go to the store and buy some nash, oh, terrific. But do we speak of these things on Shabbos Kodesh? On Shabbos, we speak about things that honor the holy day of Shabbos.